Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Fires over the weekend has kept Tuscola County and the surrounding area firefighters busy. At around 2:45 a.m. on Saturday, March the 14th, the Reese Faith Community Church was destroyed by a fire. The church, located at 1968 Road Street in Reese, was fully engulfed when the Reese Fire and Rescue Department arrived on the scene. Due to the late hour, fortunately, no one was inside the church at the time. It was estimated that the church was over 100 years old, and because the fire had a head start, once it was noticed, it was difficult to fight along with battling the strong winds as well as the age of the church, which made it rather dry. Despite several fire departments responding to the fire, it took about 7 hours to put out the blaze. And at around 4 p.m. on Sunday, there was also a report of a structure fire in Akron and a call around 4 p.m. to respond to the report of a fire at Pizza Hut in Caro as well. There was no response to calls made for more information about the Sunday reported fires. And another news for today. A traffic crash at around 3:45 p.m. on Thursday, March the 12th, in Richfield Township claimed the life of an 8-month-old infant and injured some others. A Jeep driven by a 29-year-old Richfield Township woman was traveling southbound on North State Road and was turning eastbound onto Clark Road in Richfield Township. There were three children between the ages of 2 and 8 months old in the vehicle. Those in the Jeep received severe injuries and were transported by ambulance to Hurley Medical Center in Flint. The Jeep was struck by a Chevrolet truck driven by a 49-year-old Taylor man who was southbound behind the Jeep. The utility truck was unable to stop and struck the Jeep from behind. The driver of the utility truck was treated and released at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. Law enforcement officers from Davison Police Department, Genesee County Sheriff's Department, the Davison Township Police Department, the Paramedic Division, the Michigan State Police, and the Michigan State Police Commercial Motor Carrier Division all assisted the Davison-Richfield Area Fire Department at the scene. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. In December of 2025, the Lapeer City Commission denied the renewal of 2 marijuana grow licenses due to numerous complaints regarding orders coming from the facility on Saginaw Street. There will be a public hearing at 6:30 on Monday, March 16th, by the business to appeal for a reinstatement of its marijuana grow facility license. The company was scheduled to apply to renew its licenses in December of 2025, but the petitions were denied because the ongoing issue of odor was still occurring. Because of the odor issue, the renewal of the business that has operated for more than 2 years had to be denied. Michigan's Cannabis Regulatory Agency tracks new businesses, renewals, denials, and violations. The city followed the requirement of reporting the denial to renew a marijuana license to the state, and the business allegedly has addressed the odor issues since then. And in other news for today, there might be a new recreational opportunity on the horizon for Port Austin. The township's Board of Trustees has approved accepting the Transportation Alternatives Program grant with the Huron County Road Commission. After doing that, it was explained that the agreement does not lock the township into this path, but nothing can move forward until it is signed. The TAP grant is a federal reimbursement program for non-motorized transportation infrastructure, such as bike paths, sidewalks, and safe routes to schools. The grant supports alternative projects like walking or biking paths rather than traditional road construction, helping communities improve safety, accessibility, and pedestrian access to transit. Trustee Tyler Petit has agreed to contact the Road Commission regarding the grant. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, March 15th of 2026. David A. Hacker, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on March the 12th of 2026. In accordance with the wishes of David A. Hacker, cremation is to take place and a celebration of life for Dave will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March the 21st at the Harvest Church at 1365 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe, with Pastor Phil Hall presiding. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to the Harvest Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.